This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey, with your host, Frankie Boyer.
And welcome. It is Frankie Boyer, and this is Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey. This is a very special edition of the Frankie Boyer Show. And joining us today is someone who has had tremendous experience in the area of self-actualization, but more importantly, using psychedelics. Shannon Duncan is with us. His book is called Coming Full Circle. Fascinating book. Healing Trauma Using Psychedelics. And Shannon, I'm very excited to talk with you, but I'm more excited for people that have been living with traumatic past life issues, whether it be childhood or adult. But we in this country have to open our brains and our hearts to understand that healing comes in many forms. And why is psychedelics, why have they become so important in the conversation of healing?
Well, psychedelics are important, not because of the drug itself. The drug doesn't do any fixing. You know, that's a common misconception that's getting perpetrated as the psychedelic gold rush builds up and more people are trying to cash in on it. But what psychedelics do is they give you access to parts of yourself that are normally too dependent to get access to. And so they give you opportunities to heal that may not be available in any other way. They're just really powerful tools that help open you up in ways that let you heal yourself.
When we have this conversation with psychedelics, there's a variety of options for people. And I have heard that there's very specific options for those that suffer addiction, from those that suffer anxiety, for those that suffer past trauma, for those that have dual addiction. And I've heard that with the right supervision and the right guidance, they have had tremendous, tremendous success. Shannon.
Well, my own experience has been with addressing very deep early life treatment-resistant trauma that did not respond to, you know, years of talk therapy, did not respond well to years of talk therapy, hypnotherapy, meditation, a bunch of different approaches. You know, each different psychedelic, whether you're talking about, you know, MDMA, more commonly known as ecstasy, or mushrooms, or ayahuasca, you know, there's a bunch of different options out there.
Yes.
Resonate in your body in a little different way. They each open you up in a little different way. And so each is a different opportunity to approach your own inner world in a unique way. I've heard that some psychedelic treatments can be effective for people with addiction issues. I don't have direct experience with that myself, so I can't speak to it. I can just, you know, repeat what I've heard. But for people dealing with trauma, that I know a lot about. And I have found that approaching it from different perspectives, sometimes I would work with mushrooms and other times I would work with MDMA and several other psychedelics. And they each gave me access to be able to let things release and heal in their own way.
Yes. I guess for people listening, that old story of Timothy Leary and Harvard and LSD still rings true. And baby boomers that were so strung out and tripping at Woodstock and different concerts. And those are recreational use of psychedelics, and what we're talking about is medicinal use of psychedelics. And there's a huge difference between them, and expand a little bit on that, please.
Sure. You know, in the book, I talk about three different fundamental uses for psychedelics, with recreational being one, and I don't have a problem with recreational use. I've done it myself. It's actually really enjoyable, and it's not like you see in the movies. It's not like, you know, and certainly there were cartoonish examples shown by the news back in the day, but that's not really what it's about. But that's not really what healing is about. And then there's expansive use of psychedelics, and that's more for more spiritually opening, mind opening. This is where powerful insights can come in. All of a sudden, you know, something that's been bothering you, you see it from a different perspective than you'd normally be able to see it, and that creates a shift. You shift how you perceive what you're going through. Like maybe you're having an ongoing feud with your boss, or you're in conflict with your spouse, and you go into this expansive experience. You're like, oh my gosh, now I see my part in that. I didn't see that before. And so you bring something different back into your life from it. And those are powerful, powerful experiences. And that's most of what you get when you go on retreats, when you fly down to Ecuador to do mushrooms in a yurt or whatever it is people are doing for expansive experiences nowadays. That's the kind of experience it is. You have a different experience of yourself. But then there's also medicinal use, what I call medicine work. And that's where you're working with a professional and you're going deep into yourself. You're taking that expanded mind where you can see things from a different perspective, but you're going deep into the dark places of your own psyche to help pull out those wounded parts and give them a chance to heal.
How do you find the right practitioner to work with so that you have the best experience?
There are legal channels coming up in some places. Like there are some in Colorado and some in Oregon. They've got their problems. You know, for someone that's dealing with more recent trauma in their lives, it's probably okay. It tends to be expensive. It's a little mired in bureaucratic red tape that's really handcuffing the licensed therapists that are offering these services. It really limits what they can do. And then there's some more gray market of psychedelic healing where there are professionals that have been doing this for years, holding space for somebody, for people as they process their traumas. And there are some really, really good ones, and there are some really scary bad ones. And I talk a lot about it in the book of how to identify people that know what they're doing and what their qualifications should be and people that are just playing this role, because it makes them feel special and important, and they just don't know or don't care
right
how badly they can affect somebody. But for the underground stuff, it comes down to networking. It comes down to reaching out and learning and doing your homework and finding what your options are. There are plenty of psychedelic healing communities popping up. And these are just communities of people that, well, they like to get together and do psychedelics. They tack healing onto the name often, but, you know, they know people, and they're a good place to network and start learning the landscape and learning who to talk to.
When you first realized that you needed something more than talk therapy, when was it in your journey when you started to experiment with the psychedelics and practitioners to help you?
Sure. You know, so I had been working with a really good talk therapist, and we had been doing a body-centered therapy called Hikomi. So any kind of body-centered therapy is really, really good for learning how to deal with trauma. Cognitive therapy, I didn't have that good of an experience with it being able to get in deep. And I worked for years with psychedelics on my own. I would take them and go meditate, or I would take them and go for a walk and just really try to get inside. But I never realized that there was a switch you can throw, and it's an internal willingness. It's an intention to let the psychedelics go so much deeper. I had a friend introduce me to a man that offered guided psychedelic therapy work, and I went and did one of those sessions, and it blew me wide open. I mean, it cracked me open to a depth and in a way that I didn't know was even possible. This is with a drug called 5-MeO-DMT. It comes on really fast. It doesn't last that long, but it opens you up in ways that nothing else does. And I did this. I talk about this story in the book. But I did it, and I was launched. And when I came back, I was just sobbing and releasing decades of pain in a way that I had no idea I could. And yeah, that was the first time I realized that, hey, you know, working in this way can let me get into those wounded parts of my psyche.
Hold on one second.
What they've been holding on to.
We need to take a quick break. Coming Full Circle is Shannon Duncan's new book, Healing Trauma Using Psychedelics. What's the best website?
Well, Amazon's the best place to buy it. That's the easiest. Any bookstore can order it. And if you want to know more about me, you can go to shannonduncan.com.
We'll be right back. Stay tuned. This is Frank.
Hi, my name is Peter, founder of Ruby Bees. I developed a product to help my daughter, Ruby. She suffers from cerebral palsy. She suffers from seizures. She can't talk, communicate, or feed herself. We developed a product that has helped mitigate her seizures. Using sweet and delicious clover honey infused with hemp-derived CBD, I developed Ruby Bees. She takes 2 honey sticks in the morning, 2 honey sticks at night, and she's been seizure-free for 4 years. To learn more about our journey and our products, please visit rubybees.com. Again, that's rubybees.com. Again, that's rubybees.com.
All Ruby Bees products are made with hemp-derived isolate and are third-party lab tested to contain 0% THC.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Using a paid tax preparer this year? Before paying someone to do your taxes, make sure they're qualified. Ask about their fees, experience, and training. Check with a Better Business Bureau. Avoid anyone who promises a higher refund. And review your tax return before you sign it. And make sure your preparer signs it too. For more tips, visit IRS.gov and search Choosing a Preparer.
Across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Welcome back, Cannabis Talk, A to Z, an Educational Odyssey with Frankie Boyer. And Shannon Duncan is with us, author of Coming Full Circle, Healing Trauma Using Psychedelics. And Shannon, you're an award-winning author. You're an entrepreneur. Your landmark book, Present Moment Awareness. And you really, in this new book, as an introvert, you really started to share some very deep, deep, deep stuff about you and your past. And I know you said that this was not an easy thing for you to do.
Yeah. So, you know, when I was putting together the book, I was including my story, and I had so many nights I would wake up in the middle of the night and I would just be staring at the ceiling and gripping the sheets and just like, what am I doing? How can I be sharing from this level? But when I would go back and try to look at the book without it, it just didn't make sense. It was just concepts. It was just ideas, and it wasn't anything somebody could relate to within themselves. And I'm like, you know, the only way this is going to be helpful is if somebody can actually relate to it. And if I'm willing to be a human being and be vulnerable, it allows them to have the permission to be a human being and be vulnerable and look at themselves in a similar way. And so, yeah, I just went for it. And it's been met with overwhelmingly positive feedback so far. It's, of it being challenging, but it's been worth it. Because just from the people who say that it's really helped them so far.
Every year we hear about more people having tremendous anxiety, more people suffering from depression, more people addicted, more people that are having post-traumatic stress syndrome. And research is showing that mushrooms, even mushrooms, which are nowhere near, in my opinion, as invasive as ayahuasca, which is the full-blown enchilada, if you will.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But mushrooms, and done with a professional, and done in microdosing, has had such profound effects on people.
Well, it's important to understand that there's two really different uses being discussed there. So you can, what I've been told and what I've gotten good feedback on from other people, I haven't used them in this way, is that when you microdose mushrooms or, you know, single expansive uses, like you have a big trip day, can have a profound effect on your mood for some time. But once you stop, the mood comes back. But, you know, yeah. Microdose, you powder it up, you take dried mushrooms and you powder them up, and usually you put it in a tea or you put it in a capsule, and you take enough that you're not really feeling it, but in your body you can feel it. So you're not tripping, you're not affected mentally, but a lot of people find that it elevates their mood. So as an alternative to taking prescription antidepressants, for some people it's proving to be really effective and very preferable. It doesn't have all the side effects. And so, you know, usually people will microdose every other day or 3 days on and a few days off. There's different programs where you don't over-adapt to them and you can keep the benefit of it going. But that doesn't heal underlying emotional wounds that often cause the depression, that often cause the anxiety. You know, because you can have emotional woundings and you can move into deeper trauma, and then you can also move into the very specific symptoms of PTSD or complex PTSD. But all of those are centered around emotional traumas in the psyche that were profound enough that your body actually built defenses around it so you wouldn't have to feel that again. And it's those defenses that cause so many problems in people's lives. The need to be addicted, the need to be distracted, the need to lash out in anger to push people back when you're being too triggered. What, you know, whatever it is for someone, it's those defenses that cause the problems. And it's going in, navigating the defenses, and allowing those emotional wounds to express and heal that allows dramatic change to be possible without needing to take something every day as a way to do symptom management. And that's the path I took. I took the path of going deep, mustering as much courage as I could, and really facing these difficult parts. And the psychedelics just gave me the access to be able to face them, to be able to get past those defenses and have a direct experience of them. That's the magic of using psychedelics when properly held, when properly supported, for healing trauma.
That's the key. And that's the word I want to go back to, is properly used. What we're talking about is the medicine work. We're not talking about recreational. And I think there's a lot to be said for anyone out there that wants to experiment, and you go for it, do what you need to do. But what I'm talking about with Shannon Duncan today is very specific for people that have had horrific addiction issues, that have had trauma that is unbearable, that they can't even remember the details of it, but that it's there.
Yeah.
For people that, you know, have had those really horrible life experiences that they just want to erase or stop playing in their head.
Yeah, that's the domain of doing medicine work, and it's very different. That's the really important point, because so often I talk to people and they're like, oh yeah, I did the mushrooms in college and it totally blew my mind and it changed my life forever. And I'm like, that's great, and that's really cool, and I'm not taking anything away from that, but that is splashing in the shallow end of the pool compared to what is possible. When you work with a professional that actually knows what they're doing, that's actually done their own deep work with psychedelics, you can be guided, you can be helped to go so much deeper. And it's challenging, and sometimes it can even be scary, but you can manage all of it if it's more important to go in and heal than it is to hide from those emotions anymore. When you're ready to go deep, properly supported, medicine work can really help you to get in there. And that's really the message of coming full circle. Is that, you know, help is available if this approach is right for you and you're ready for it and willing to do what's necessary to affect the healing you're looking for.
So we have to take another break, but when we come back, I want to ask you, are you comfortable with psychedelics being put in the cannabis world? Because it seems to be the arena that they are falling into. And I think it's interesting, and also the irony of it, because I've also heard that for people that have habitual pot use and that are addicted to pot, that again the psychedelics could help. Talk about that and a lot more with Shannon Duncan. Coming Full Circle is the brand new book, Healing Trauma Using Psychedelics, and shannonduncan.com is the website for more about Shannon and his work. And we'll be back in just a moment. I'm Frankie Boyer, and this is Cannabis Talk A to Z, an Educational Odyssey.
Don't be stressed out or anxious. Take Hempanol, the only raw CO2 hemp extract available. It's 100% organic with wild oregano P73 extract. You might have heard about CBD, but there's no comparison. Hempanol has the power and potency you need to support your nervous system, stay calm and focused, and maintain a healthy immune system. Unlike other CBD oils, Hempanol contains the full spectrum of phytocannabinoids. Take Hempanol and feel great. And if you suffer from insomnia and and can't seem to get that full night's rest, try Hempanol PM. Hempanol PM is specifically formulated to get you the rest you need without feeling sluggish when you wake. It's not addictive, completely natural, and leaves you feeling energetic and ready to take on the day. To place your order, to find out where to find Hempanol in your area, call 1-800-243-5242. 800-243-5242. Or visit us at oreganol.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to DanPilla.com to order your copy. That's DanPilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Welcome back. It's Frankie Boyer. This is Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey, and Shannon Duncan is our guest today. Shannon is an entrepreneur and an author of the landmark book, Present Moment Awareness, and his newest book, Coming Full Circle. He shares what he has learned during his own intensive multi-year process of healing trauma with the help of psychedelics. He's an advocate for those that are seeking to heal from trauma, and it is his sincere wish that sharing what he learned through his experience will be of service to those who are in need. And Shannon, we had this interview scheduled several times, and it got off the interview, off the schedule, and back on. And I was so adamant that I needed to talk with you because I want people to hear from someone who has been through hell and back that there is hope on the other side, and that with the right practitioner and the right team of professionals, that this might be the answer. And not to discount it because of old folklore that you may have feelings about it or subjective feelings that you have.
That's, that's a big part of the challenge, is that the often very dishonest propaganda that was used in the war on drugs and the Just Say No campaign is very deep in the psyche of all of us. I mean, especially Americans. And, you know, when a lot of people hear about psychedelics, they worry what their neighbors or family might think. They, you know, there's just all these images of, drug-addled hippies at a music festival covered in mud and running around naked, and guys with big frizzy hair talking about far-out stuff, and they don't understand what they're talking about. And, you know, that stuff happened, but that's like the cartoonish fringe. And psychedelics are really something very, very different than how they were portrayed.
How would you... This was not just, I'm going to take a walk today and play with psychedelics. This was very planned, a very planned out strategy that you had, correct?
It is. So, you know, once I started working with a professional who would hold these sessions for me in a very mindful way, you know, we were always planning weeks in advance. What's my intention? What is it that feels from my body, from my trauma, that needs to happen? What is trying to express? What is trying to heal? We would connect with that, have just razor sharp, clear intentions going into the experience. And then in the experience, my guide was on board with what I was trying to work with. The environment was carefully controlled. Everything about it was set up for me to come in and be able to allow, layer by layer, to work my way ever deeper inward to allow these things to express and release so that I don't have to carry them anymore. And it's just it is a night and day difference from hanging out in nature and doing some mushrooms, or, you know, the sitting with a group of friends. People like to get together in these healing communities, and they'll meet in a geodesic dome or a yurt or something, or somebody's living room, and they'll take mushrooms.
Yeah.
They'll hang out, and it's a loving, kind space and beautiful, but it's very different than actually doing medicine work.
And again, there are practitioners. The question of legalities, is it legal to do psychedelics in this country? Because there's like that fuzzy line.
No, it's there are legally sanctioned clinical trials happening, and we are moving towards having this available in legal channels. In most places, or many places, it's gone from being a really big deal that could land you in jail to possess a small amount of psychedelics to, like in California, you just get a ticket. In Oregon, it's been decriminalized for good or bad. So it's gotten easier and with less risk, but anybody that's considering working with psychedelics needs to understand the potential risks to them. It's crucial, and I talk about it in the book. You really need to understand the medicines, the potential side effects, the potential legal consequences, and then make an informed decision from there. For me, once I saw what this is capable of doing, there was really no price too high for me to pay to affect that kind of healing and not carry this stuff with me anymore.
Absolutely. How do you feel about it being put in the umbrella of cannabis?
Putting it in the umbrella of cannabis, there are some people that say that there's healing potential in cannabis. That's not how it's normally used. You know, normally it's more used to feel good, to relax, to open up, to have some nice deep thoughts. So I don't particularly care for cannabis myself, but I don't have a problem with it for other people at all. It's just never been my particular drug of choice. But lumping psychedelics in with cannabis is a little like lumping psychedelics in with wine. And it's, and I know psychedelics
are
very different things, but it's, in how they're typically used, it's kind of like lumping it in there, and it's just saying drugs are drugs, and it's not the case. You know, some of these are truly powerful medicines when properly used, and they should be kind of sitting in that category on their own. So here's a range of psychedelics that have deep psychotherapeutic potential, and they can be used recreationally, and then here are other drugs that, you know, it's a little like heroin. You know, heroin can be a powerful painkiller. If you're in war and your leg's been blown off, heroin's going to be a pretty good option, but you can also get tangled up in it, using it addictively, and it can destroy your life. And so it's just important to understand how these things are classified and how they're actually used.
I want you to talk a little bit again about where it is not legal. How do you find practitioners to work with in your state? Because this is heard in lots of different states all over the country.
Yeah, it is a challenge, and I found my own people to work with through networking. You can start, and again, I just want to be clear that people need to be informed. Because I don't want to guide people to do something that's going to get them in trouble or cost them their job. You need to be informed on what you're doing, and it's your responsibility to do so, just as it was mine. But you could start by networking with groups that are psychedelic friendly. There's plenty of these on social media. Don't go hitting them up for psychedelics. That's a fast way to get into trouble. But if you want to understand the psychedelic communities and the people that are in it, and there's going to be a wide range of understanding, and there's lots of people popping up that get a sense of purpose in their life by being a guide for others, but they're terrible. And I talk about them in the book.
Yeah.
Really important
to
understand what you know. But getting into the communities and just having conversations and learning, and then from there you can network and start finding people that offer these services, and from there you can check their qualifications, you can look at their experience. Are they a licensed therapist? What's their experience in helping people deal with trauma outside of psychedelics, let alone in psychedelics? And so there's a lot to look for and a lot to know, but it all really comes down to networking and just, you know, start easing your way into the communities and learning about it, and then you can start finding professionals to hold it for you. And there's also opportunities outside of the U.S. where it is legal. But, again, you really want to do your homework to understand.
Oh, absolutely. This is really fascinating and such an important conversation. And your honesty in coming full circle is so appreciated. Healing trauma using psychedelics, and Shannon, you put the book into three different sections. It's such an easy read, and it's so informative because you go into every kind of psychedelic. You just give everybody the specifics, and this is what people have needed for a very long time. Thank you for writing this book. It's such an important piece. It really is one of the best on psychedelics.
Oh, thank you. It's I put my whole heart into it, and I really hope it's helpful to help people find what they need to do their own healing.
Absolutely. And again, it's Shannon. Thank you so much. ShannonDuncan.com is the website, and the new book is out. It's called Coming Full Circle, Healing Trauma Using Psychedelics. This is Frankie Boyer, Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey. We'll take a quick break and be right back.
An adult elephant can weigh up to 6 tons. The average person, 150 pounds. Ever heard of carfentanil? It's a large wild animal tranquilizer. Illegal drug dealers lace heroin with it. It can kill the average human. If you or a loved one is addicted to opiates, even pain pills, don't wait until it's too late. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline now. We care. Many of us have been where you are. We'll take you or a loved one away from the drug environment to a place you can clean out safely. Plus, we'll work with your insurance company to make sure you get the treatment you need. And with a Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed by law to get away for help without telling your employer why. Call now to save a life.
800-694-1130. 800-694-1130. That's 800-694-1130.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Frankie Boyer, Cannabis Talk Agency and Educational Odyssey, joining us today, Rico Steinhardt. He is also a musician and someone who's been fighting for legalization throughout the country, but really about educating all of us about cannabis, about CBD. And you started to talk about CBD, so share with us a little bit about that. What some of the benefits are.
CBD Unlimited has focused on proper dosing and formulas. And so we work with podiatrists and doctors and created capsules and tinctures and even pet products, because every mammal has two CBD systems in their body. The CBD1, like the blood-brain barrier, and then the CBD2 system, that's your nerves and peripheral and organs inside your body. So you mentioned pet products, and we have what we call our Phyto Bites, spelled P-H-Y-T-O, but kind of a play on the Phyto, the old name for a dog. And those drops help dogs with anxiety, separation, pain, arthritis, excessive barking, and that we get kudos from people left and right saying, oh, my, thank God I got this. My
oh, dog. Yeah, that's good for dogs that bark too much. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely, of course. Yes. Oh, yeah, that's a good thing. That's a very good thing. When you were fighting for legislation, in all honesty, you started when, in the 70s, for this movement?
Well, we started in Ann Arbor in like 1970 with the Ann Arbor City Council passing a $5 possession for marijuana. Then I worked with a lawyer friend of mine who became the Michigan State Normal National Organization to Reform the Marijuana Laws, the person in charge of that for Michigan. And we worked on both the federal and state level for legislation. But, you know, at that point in time, it was like, you know, banging your head against a brick wall.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah. And what's happening in your state right now?
Well, in our state, they have recreational is legal. And one thing that I don't like is that they've made it kind of corporate. So in order to have a dispensary, you had to have $500,000 up front. And everything is, you can grow on your own, but you can't sell or give away product that you grow to other people. And it's very controlled in terms of the government reviewing the inventories and overseeing these dispensaries. And so at least you can't get arrested for possession if you're carrying it around in your car, unless you have, like, you know, pounds of it, which no normal person carries around. You won't be harassed, and so that's good.
Yes, yes, that is really good. Richard, how long is it going to be before you see every state and before it becomes federally?
Well, quite frankly, it was supposed to get passed in this year, but Chuck Schumer wanted the all federal people that were arrested, their records expunged, and the Republicans didn't want to do that. And so Schumer wouldn't take half a loaf of bread, so he never brought the legislation up to vote. Now, in the new Congress, will it change? It's hard to say, because we'll have to see who takes charge and what their focus is, but eventually, it's going to happen.
When you say eventually, what are we talking time frame-wise?
Well, when George Jetson comes around.
Or when Elvis comes back. Tell everybody the title of your CD, please.
So, yeah, I'm working on a new CD. The title cut's going to be Jerry's Band. It's a tribute to the Grateful Dead.
Yeah.
So I'm going to be going into the studio soon. In fact, I just wrote another new song yesterday. For some reason, they're flowing.
Nice.
So I'm happy.
Nice. And the first CD that you did was called?
Well, the title track was Elvis Has Left the Building. So if you go to YouTube or Spotify or...
Oh, you got to check this out. Elvis Has Left the Building. It's awesome. It's really awesome. It really is. As a pioneer in the industry, as an advocate, we so appreciate your time. We so appreciate your vested interest and coming back and filling us in and chit-chatting with us today. Because so appreciate it, Rico, really and truly. And for more information and for basic facts, where should people go? How do they get the real truth?
Well, to get the truth about our product line, go to CBDUnlimited.com, and on there's a lot of radio interviews you can listen to and background information. And I want to thank you, Frankie. You're the best. Everybody loves you. And
oh, thanks, Rico. Yeah, you too. Okay. And thank all of you. This has been another edition of something we call Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey with Frankie Boyer. So appreciate your being with us today. Make it a great day, everybody. Thanks for listening, and as always, smile!
You'll get by. And if you smile through your fears and sorrow, smile, and maybe tomorrow you'll see the sun come rocking through for you. Face with glad lips, hide every trace of sadness over the world. Maybe ever so near, and if you smile through your fears and sorrow, smile, and maybe tomorrow you'll see that life is still worthwhile.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.